Good morning, Cave Talk. It is Friday. What's this date on the computer say? Friday, the 4th of May. May the 4th be with you. Thank you guys for spending time with us. Cave Talk, the Ultimate Hockey Fan Caves podcast, where hockey is only the beginning. And on today's radar, we are discussing, and I'm sharing updates and kind of previewing exciting content and stuff that we're working on and insight to the future of the Ultimate Hockey Fan Cave, the stuff that we can share. We love being transparent with you guys. And so before I jump into that, I want to say thank you to Beer League Sports. Beer League Sports is sponsoring this podcast episode. We've been working with them for a couple of years now. They do custom jerseys for any sports team. So you want hockey jerseys for your Beer League team or your, you know, midget AA team, check out beerleaguesportsusa.com. We love working with them, and they've been so generous over the years. They did custom THL jerseys for us. That's right, those THL Rebels jerseys, the THL Dealers and Original Sticks. They designed it. They sent them to us, and you can buy them on your website at Beer League Sports. SportsUSA.com. Sorry, I stuttered there because I still get shocked that we have THL jerseys online for people to buy, that people would actually enjoy it that much to buy our jerseys. So it's kind of like a wow moment for me. So go check them out. Thank you to them. They also did a customized THL logo for us. So thank you, Beer League Sports, for sponsoring this episode of Cave Talk, but also just being huge supporters of the Ultimate Hockey Fan Cave and what we're doing. So yeah, today is just an episode. The episode today is just about updates. What are we working on? What's coming up in the future? What's kind of the next steps? What's some maybe stuff I can hint at? Be sure to check out our previous episodes where I talk about how to get broken hockey sticks, kind of Ken's tips and tricks for getting more broken hockey sticks to do your own creations. And I also have an episode where we discuss how to grow your hockey Instagram account and also how to get sponsored by hockey companies. There's lots of people out there that want to get sponsored and get free stuff and create cool hockey content for companies. How do you go about that? How do you get your foot through the door? That's one of the episodes that you might find insightful. So that's a little bit of the preview of what's to come, what has happened. And it's time for us to jump into our episode of updates from the Ultimate Hockey Fan Cave. What is the future of the Ultimate Hockey Fan Cave? What do we have planned? What's going on currently with us? And it's an early morning on Friday. May the 4th be with you. And I'm going to be jumping right in. Thank you so much to BeerLeagueSportsUSA.com for sponsoring this one. It's a great one for them to sponsor because they're part of one of our big updates. This is the first one I want to share. I'm so pumped about. Ken, Lan, and I are really excited about this. Beer League Sports is designing and producing, creating all that fun stuff, creating an Ultimate Hockey Fan Cave jersey. We cannot wait to see it, or wait to get them. We've finalized a design. It's in like production right now. They will be available on Beer League Sports websites, and you'll see them on their Instagram account. So make sure you go and follow them. They're awesome. They are just sick. I cannot wait to see them in person, get our hands on them. You'll be seeing a lot of it. So that is one big update. We're going to actually have our own hockey jersey, which is pretty crazy. So we're all really excited. So end of May, we're kind of thinking you'll be able to see that. One big thing that we are attending every year, we did it last year, we're really excited they're having us back, is the Hockey Shop Tendy Fest at May 27th at Burnaby 8 Rinks. We're going to be attending. We're going to be having an updated booth. We are going to be doing all of that type of fun stuff. It's going to be designed kind of like a walkthrough with the creations, almost like a museum kind of little tour. The really cool part about it is this year we are bringing a theater. I call it a theater. It's not like a movie theater, but it's a theater where we're going to have it kind of sanctioned off for us to interview, us to vlog. Our followers, fans at Tendy Fest, Kane Van Gate's going to be there. We're meeting with Pavel Barber. They're going to be there. We're going to have all of our creations, and we're going to be using that theater to hopefully, if there's NHL players, or if not, we're just going to be creating content with some of our fans and followers. So come check out Ken's giant goal sticks. All the signed handmade Vezina is going to be there, and as many creations that we can get into a trailer. We are renting a trailer, that's right, to bring these creations over from Victoria to Vancouver. to Tendy Fest. So we're very, very pumped about that. We had such a blast last time. Last year is when we met Pavel Barber and Kane Van Gate for the first time, and we've been working with them ever since. So we'll be, we got a whole bunch of stuff planned with them that weekend. So you'll be, there'll be lots of content. Please go subscribe to the YouTube. We're about 40 away, and some of the content you will be capturing will be definitely going up as a vlog and other types of content on YouTube and our other platforms. What else do I got on my list here? So on a personal note, I am leaving my government job at the end of May to start a business with my buddy Tyler Cave. This has been kind of going on in the background for both of us individually. We both have kind of had our own kind of careers. Tyler's been traveling around the world making videos for like the Matador Travel Network and all these amazing businesses for the past like 2.5-3 years. We are joining forces to provide small to medium-sized businesses, content creation services, marketing services, essentially custom media solutions for small to medium-sized businesses. We're not a, how's the process gonna work? We're gonna, you know, if you're interested, we connect, we'd sit down and have a conversation, and you say like, we wanna grow our Instagram, or we need photos for a website, or we need a website designed, because most of the time these small to medium-sized businesses do not have a standard media person on their team to do this. So we've found that there's been, especially myself, there's been a kind of a hole in the market there for us to be able to provide our services and, the stuff we're really passionate about, and that's content creation and working with good people. Like that's the big thing that's key for Tyler and I. If we're doing this, we want to work with good companies, good people, have a good time doing it because we're passionate about this stuff. And that's the name of the company, Passionate Media. Passion and then IT Media, like information technology, but Passion It Media. You can find out more about our services, the business, all the type of stuff that we do at passionatemedia.com. And we are on Instagram. You'll see a whole bunch of Tyler's amazing photos on there. And we're going to start promoting that more through the caves and everything. So if you're a small to medium-sized business, whether it's hockey or not, we can provide you services that will help showcase your business in the most professional way possible and help you grow your business through amazing content. So we're gonna make content that people can't ignore. You've probably seen some of that stuff through Tyler's professional videos that he's done for the Sauce Kid, he's done for the Cave, and then from some of the content you've seen me create, the reach we've been able to do with building the Ultimate Hockey Fan Cave. Tyler and I'll be able to take our expertise and apply that to your business. So please reach out to us if you're interested. Then sorry, I'm still kind of sick here, but the next thing that's kind of segues, it's a nice, it aligns very nicely with me leaving government, me doing this content creation, all the stuff I've learned from doing the cave. Ken is actually going to let me use, and Tyler, let me and Tyler use the Ultimate Hockey Fan Cave as an office. That is right. That is going to be my office. And we're going to be working out of there for companies. That's going to be our kind of get together ground, but that's also going to allow, allow us to, from the Ultimate Hockey Fan Cave standpoint, produce more content more frequently. So far, all the content been produced has been pretty much done by us on the side of our main gig. So we now are going to have more time to get things out. But with that being said, we're actually expanding our team. There's another big announcement and update from the Ultimate Hockey Fan Cave. We are bringing on people to help us with that. So we're going to have more time, but we're also going to have more content that needs to be produced, developed, shot, people in front of the cameras, behind it. What are we doing? Well, we are bringing on Ken's daughter, Tiana. Tiana Shaw is going to be joining the cave, as an editor. She just finished her program at a college here for the media. It aligns perfectly with what we're doing at the cave. So we're bringing her on. She's going to be helping me edit. We're going to be working together on the vlogs, editing stuff for social media, for the cave, all those type of things. Tiana has a great insight skills to this. And if you guys saw the mini documentary that was produced about us on our stuff, that is actually Tiana's work. Her and her team did that for school, a mini documentary on us, and it's very professional. So I'm really excited to be bringing her on and just to have fresh eyes on some of the content. Ken, Len, and I have been so close to this over the past few years, it's going to be really nice to have a fresh eye for how things should be framed or looked, or even the development of the brand. So welcome, Tiana. We thank you. I need this support. Excuse me, I'll take a drink. Okay, you guys know Landon. Landon's coming on, but Landon's coming on more more specifically as a videographer. He's going to be behind the camera. If you guys have ever seen like Logan Paul or Jake Paul, they have that, you know, there's people in front of the camera and there's people behind it doing it, and then they actually have an editor. We're kind of mimicking that style. Landon's going to be shooting it, probably Ken and I in front of it, or mixing and matching between me, Landon, and Ken and so forth in front of it. Taking that content, sending it to Tiana. Tiana's going to help edit it, help us produce it, get it out faster. Landon's got such a great eye and skill for framing things. He knows how to capture that right moment. Really innate skill. I want to be able to utilize that for the cave stuff, so we're going to be having him behind the camera. Tyler's going to be help mentor Landon to kind of know the specifics of cameras, so we're really excited to be bringing Landon on full-time, and same with Tiana at the end of May. So look out for more podcasts. The goal is to produce something once a day. That's the goal. Have a podcast out or a vlog out, something, one thing a day, so we're consistent there, we're providing content. I mean, we have a TV set for the Ultimate Hockey Fan Cave. Like, come on, like, the opportunities are endless. I just kind of think, like, imagine if On the Bench had the cave as their set, the type of content they could produce. We want to be doing that and using the cave's reach, the ability, and having a set to do a whole bunch of different fun things that we've always talked about. We now are going to have the team to do it. Excuse me. And then we're going to have the team also to help us develop the THL. So we get lots of questions. What's happening with the THL? Blah, blah, blah. We are. The plan is for that is everyone's requested for it to be at a higher production value. They want slow motion. They want different camera angles. They want to see the reactions. Well, season one was just on Insta Story with like one camera. And we want to be able to provide you what people want. We love your feedback, and I actually apply that. So if you send us messages about it, it doesn't get lost, and we try to apply it. Hard part is the technology that the gear is expensive. There's this one company called Sling Studio. They make this amazing product called, well, Sling Studio, but it's a product that allows you to use your cell phones, because they're Bluetooth, as multi-camera, so a multi-camera shot. So I could send one up for the THL of just Landon's face and then one of just Mike's face and catch their reaction. But the really neat thing is they have like a production app where you just drag and drop the camera feeds into it and it goes into the live feed. But the neat thing about that, that's cool alone, but the really fun part about it is you can export it into Premiere or Final Cut or whatever it is and then edit it on top of that. So I can take something of the table and put it in slow motion. So I've reached out to them, they're working together. They're not really into the influencer type thing in return for products, but it's about a $2,500 unit. So we're using, once we get enough money from the THL sponsors to help fund our coffee table book, we're hoping that the sales from the coffee table book will help us be able to buy the Sling Studio, because that is a game changer for us type of technology. So we're kind of have to be patient on that. But if you do want to get your company sponsored by the sponsor the THL and help support us, we provide promotion through our account, swipe up. You want to be on our blog, you want to be on our YouTube, we want to be, you know, at the beginning of it. Let us know. We put your logo on the table and then we just promote your company. We had three businesses come on board last week that are going up on the table, and our prices are very reasonable. We want to make sure that small independent businesses will be able to afford promotion on through us, but we'd like to use those funds to help eventually allow us to bring more money into the cave instead of just out onto either the creations, the lighting, the heating, all the stuff that takes to run the Ultimate Hockey Fan Cave. So if you do want to be part of the THL, you do want to help us out, send us a direct message on Instagram or send us an email through ultimatehockeyfancave.com. All right, so I covered all the content we're going to be creating. If you guys didn't know, we have a blog on our website. It's called The Hoffensive Zone, named after Patrick Hoffman, our writer. He has written for Sportsnet and lots of other platforms. Patrick has actually written over 100 blogs. That's right, we have 100 blogs on blogs written by him on our website. They're short, they're probably about 4 to 5 minute reads. They're up to date. We almost post them once every other day, and I think you guys will really, really enjoy them. So please check that out. And thank you to Patrick Hoffman for being so amazing to work with, being such a great writer and having such good insight. I enjoy them, just reading them. And it's nice to see that our analytics on our website are just flying through the roof because other people are enjoying it. So big shout out to Patrick and the Hoffensive Zone blog for over 100 blogs written. what's going on with Ken? What's going on with Creations? I asked Ken, I'm doing an update for the cave. What do you want to talk about? I don't know, just whatever. I'm like, Ken, give me something, man. So then Ken's like, oh, okay. Well, I'm building a hockey stick deck. I'm like, well, why didn't you say that in the first place? The guy's building a hockey stick deck. We actually were very close to having an entire deck of Sherwood sticks before Sherwood got bought out by Canadian Tire. Like, very close to getting like 700 sticks with no blades sent to us. But that fell through due to the whole takeover, company sell, whatever it was. So Ken's now just collecting hockey sticks. There's a little area behind, little area behind our tiles. Ken wants to build a couple steps up to a wood hockey stick deck. But it probably won't be wood sticks because they're so hard to find. So it'll be composite, the hockey stick deck. And we'll be showcasing that with our whole production team and being at the cave more. When Ken's working, we'll be showing more of that process, showing, you know, asking him about his tips and tricks. And on our YouTube, we will be probably creating a playlist on like hockey stick creations. Not so much a how-to, but, you know, kind of tips and tricks and showing Ken doing what he's doing. As much as he'll hate it, we are going to be doing it because everybody asked for it. So take a look for that on our YouTube. Please subscribe. And I think I talked about everything here so far. 13, excuse me, almost 14 minutes. That's pretty good. So thank you for tuning in to Cave Talk. This has been updates from the cave. We still have about 3 or 4 other things we legally cannot talk about, but you will be the first to hear it, first to see it if you follow us on Instagram. And they're big. All of them are huge. Bigger than anything I've mentioned here. All of them. So we got some big stuff coming. Thank you for being along for the ride. If you haven't been from day one, we still appreciate you spending time with us and joining the Cave Nation. If you guys want us to send us a direct message for the next episode we're doing Q&A. That's right. I'm going to be answering your questions, just shouting you guys out. So send us a direct message on Instagram with your question and answer, or your question, and I'll answer them. So anything about hockey stick creations, how long it took, how much did it cost, you know, the digital stuff, you know, what was your best post, or what's the hardest thing, how do you reach companies, whatever it may be, we can we're going to answer it. So please send us a direct message on Instagram and be a part of that. If you haven't yet, please check out the first few episodes, how to get broken hockey sticks. I share Ken's tips and tricks on how to get more hockey sticks, broken hockey sticks for your creations. And hold on, coffee is so good. Okay, in the other episodes I talk about how to grow your Instagram account, hockey focus, stuff I've noticed, stuff I've done, and how we gained a pretty good following so far. And I believe episode 3, I interview Ken about how the cave came to be. And then the other one we had is how to get free stuff from companies, how to get sponsored by companies. I actually canvassed all these companies and asked them the question on what attributes do you look for in sponsoring people. So I share that in the other episodes of Cave Talk. So this has been an update from the Ultimate Hockey Fan Cave. Thank you so much, and we will see you next time.